What was your high school or secondary school experience like? Okay, this is going to be very emotional for me. Shut up. How would you describe your life, your personality, and your mindset at the time? Okay, I'm going to actually be talking about stuff that happened in high school. I'm going to admit you stuff that happened in high school. And when I was in high school, it was both good and bad for me. Good because I have my group of friends. They were nice and I've had fun with them and they made me laugh, they made me smile. I shared stories with them, they shared their stories to me. We went out and we went and go to places together and stuff like this, do things like that together. Yeah. Bad because I was bullied a lot when I was in high school. One reason is my build is actually quite bigger than the normal girls in our country because I'm actually half Spanish and my father is actually quite tall and quite buff. So I got his genes and I'm quite taller than the usual ladies here in our country. So when we fall in line, I was always at the back, and I was even taller than some of the guys. And I was big, but not really fat. Yeah, I have some extra pounds, but I'm not totally fat. I think I just heard my mom sneezing. Okay, don't mind her. I'm not totally fat, but I'm big. I'm a bit buff, I guess. But not really obese. You understand me. Okay, and I'm also quite tall too. So, well, compared to almost sneezed again. I'm sorry. Okay, but compared to you guys, I am shorter. But when you're here, you'll see a lot. I'm a lot of petite girls, and if you see me and compare me to those girls, you'll really say that I'm bigger and I'm taller than them. So, okay, that's one reason why I was bullied. Second is, God, I can't believe I'll admit this, but I'll admit this so that you can know or get to know me better. Second reason is because of my nose. This is actually one reason or one proof of me being a native. This, sorry, I can't tell you where I'm from. Because of my nose. I got this from my dad again. I hate that guy. And where was I? Yeah, my nose. The bullies call me. Oh God, I can't believe I'm going to say this. The bullies tend to call me names, and the names that they would call me is, or the name that they would tend or mostly call me is Gorilla. Yes, you've heard me right, Gorilla, because of my nose. I know that when you listen to this, you'll be curious of what my nose looks like. So to let I mean I'll let you see it and you'll find it in the comment below. I'll post a picture of me nose down and yeah. I hate my nose. I really hate my nose. I hate it from birth to now. Okay. Yeah, that's it. I was bullied a lot and I actually cried a lot, but not in front of them, just when I'm back home. I'm actually quite the emotional type of girl, yeah. But when I'm alone, but not when I'm in front of other people. So, yeah. And if, okay, I'm going to share a little experience about me being bullied. Okay, it was morning, early morning. We were called to go out into the quadrangle so that we will be, because we will be having our flag ceremony, and everyone from our school was in the quadrangle, yes, and flag ceremony was then and done, and yeah, we went back to the classroom. And then when I went inside, I found some of my guys were, some of my classmates were laughing, some were quite serious and not laughing at all, and they were looking at me, and then I was wondering why. And then when I looked at the blackboard, or the board, I saw a drawing, a comical drawing, of a girl that, I don't really know how to explain its face. Looks like a girl because of the hair. A girl that has a round face and a frizzy hair. You can see, if you've seen some of my photos in my previous audio posts, my hair is quite curly or wavy. So it was drawn with a girl with a round face and a frizzy hair and big eyes and pouty lips, or big lips, and of course a big nose. With the nostrils being emphasized, and on the side there was a written, "Hi, I am," quote insert name here, and that name is me, of course. And then everyone was laughing, and I was like, I don't even remember what I felt at that time, but I remember that I was mad and ashamed and about to cry, and a lot of emotions mixed up together at that time. And then one of my classmates, which was a guy, volunteered, and he took the eraser and erased it, and yeah, that's it. And so let's move on. I don't want to get emotional right now because I don't want to cry again. Okay. That was the past. So what was that again? Describe your life. Yeah, that was my life when I was in high school. Your personality. Okay, my personality was that just the go with the flow kind of girl. I don't really stand out much because I don't want to stand out much. But there was actually this one time when one of my teachers in English told me to join or compete for a declamation contest, and I said, okay, why not? And then she gave me the piece, and the piece was actually The Champion, and you can search that on Google. It's actually about Jesus and Satan competing against the throne, and the piece is actually very nice, and I loved it. And I can't remember it anymore, but the lines, I guess, the first line was, "In a vast expanse of a timeless place, where silence ruled the outer space," and I forgot the rest. Okay. So yeah, and when I joined, when I competed, I actually won, and that was nice, and the school actually acknowledged me for that. Yeah, it was cool. And but the time when we did the competition, I was actually going doble cara, because the right side of my face was plain, nothing, no makeup, and my hair was done, down, I mean. And then on the left side, it was all red with a big black round eyes, and my hair was pulled up to make it look like it's a horn, or a Satan's horn, something like that. And I won. Yay! And yeah, I liked it because I was acknowledged at that time. And that is actually one of my great achievements when I was in high school, and I will never forget that. Okay, so, and your mindset at that time. my mindset at the time was just to graduate high school and get out of this life and just go to college. And when I got into college, everything changed like bam, because everything just changed. I mean, I matured, and I'd say that I got more confident with myself, I guess. And when I was in high school, actually, I thought I was ugly because of all the bullying. But when I started going on college, I think I am more confident with what I look, I guess, because I've actually noticed a lot of guys stare at me in a way that the stare would tell you that I kind of like your stare, stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not ugly at all. Yeah. And some of my friends, actually, or some of the, how do you call this? Some other guys, I don't know, but it's not that I don't know. Some of the people that I'm familiar with, but not close to, would call me, "Hey, beautiful," stuff like that. And in my native language. And okay, I'm going to tell you. "Hi, guapa." That's what they call me. And that actually means "Hi, beautiful," stuff like that. And so, yeah, maybe I'm beautiful after all. And though I still don't like my nose. But I guess I'm beautiful. That was actually when I started college. And when I matured. And when I got more, what do you call this, conscious on what I look, and started to put some makeup, not always though, I don't really put makeup always, but I learned putting makeup, stuff like that, yeah, and yeah. Yes, that's it. That's my mindset when I was in high school. Just get out of this place and just go to college and start a new life. And I did. It's way better. Where was I? How much have you changed since your 18th birthday? What are some words of wisdom you would give to the new adults of subreddit? Aha. I'm actually still quite young. I'm 23 years old, and so my 18th birthday was not so long ago, and actually I changed a lot, because when I was 18 I popped my cherry with my boyfriend. Yeah, on my birthday. It was a birthday sex, and it was actually good when we did that, but when I figured out that sex should be like this, then I'd say that that sex wasn't good at all. Because one, I'm going to tell you something that is quite funny, and I actually laughed out a lot. When I saw his thing, it was actually bent. It wasn't curved, it was bent sideways, and I was like, what the hell? I was about to ask him why, but like, I guess that, no, I won't ask him about this. So I tried to get him hard to make sure that he'd go straight, but it didn't change at all. About that just makes me laugh. Oh my god. The first god that has ever entered me is bent. Okay. Yeah. I changed a lot. I changed a lot after that. Oh god. What are some words of wisdom you would give to the new adults on subreddit? Well, I'm a new adult also, so, but I guess I'll give you an advice. And this advice is actually from my mom. No originality again, I'm sorry. But it's an advice that I grip on hard because it changed me a lot also. And this is actually because of what I saw from what happened to my mom and dad. They are separated now. And my mom told me this. When you find a guy, make sure that that guy loves you more than you love him. That is for the women. And if you are the guy, you find a girl that you truly love truly love with all your heart and not just all responsibility, because nowadays guys and girls tend to have sex with just because they like to do it, and the end result is them having a trophy, and that trophy is a baby, and so that guy will have responsibility for that baby without really having the feeling of love for the girl, and the end result is of course separation. And that is what happened to my parents, because my older brother was made because of lust. Yeah, they can't hold it back, so ta-da! Trophy reward. My older brother. And then dad, he took the responsibility, and I was born, and then my younger brother was born, and we had a family. But dad didn't really love my mom that much, but my mom really loves him. But it wasn't enough, so dad left my mom. And that's the story. Uh-huh. And the rest is history. So that would definitely be my advice. Grip on it. Guess I will. And next, I can't believe I'm already in my 41 minutes. Number 13. Oh god, I'm still on the 13. Number 13. Okay, what is your favorite scent? Do you associate it with anything in particular? Does it conjure any sort of nostalgia? If you have a story, feel free to share it. Okay, there's this one particular scent that I really like. It is the scent from an oil that is used to massage people. And this was actually, yes, it brings me nostalgia every time I smell it. Because when I was still a kid and when I have a fever, my father would bring me to this person who does some massages to relieve some pain and maybe do stuff like massages you so that the fever will be gone. And I don't know how, but it's actually quite effective. Yeah, and he uses this certain oil that gives off a scent that I actually really like, and every time I smell it nowadays, it would conjure nostalgia. And yeah, that's my favorite scent. Okay, number 14. Name a turnoff. Perhaps the smallest, the most bearable turnoff of the extensive list you've got. And then name the absolute deal breaker. I never consider a relationship. Okay. A bearable turnoff would be a boring guy. A guy that wouldn't say anything at all. And you're just saying stuff like this and giving him stories like that, and he'll just stay quiet, and you'll find that either he's bored or that he just doesn't want to talk to you. So, but it's quite bearable for me, but still a turn off. But the most and absolutely major turn off for me is a guy that cuts you off while you're still saying something, when you're saying stuff like, oh yeah, this and that, and suddenly he cuts you off, and then you just go silent, and then, okay, no, I don't like that, at all. It's a major turn off for me, absolutely a major turn off for me. Okay, next. You are granted the opportunity to have the most tingly, intense, hair-raising, toe-curling, multiple screaming orgasms. To put it simply, the best sex of your life with one celebrity of your choice. Who the F would that be, and why the F would that be? And how do you imagine them to be in bed? My major celebrity crush is Mr. Johnny Depp, and I would love to have sex with him. And I'd imagine that he would be very good in bed. He'd go very sweet and gentle, and then just rough and fast and hard sex, and that would be so awesome. Yeah, I think he'd be good in bed, I guess. Okay, next question. If you enjoy the word daddy, oh yes, I do. Being used in a sexual manner, what is it about it that makes you, your genitals feel like they're on fire? If you don't enjoy the word, okay, I love the word, the thought of using the word when you have sex. Because, and not because of the incestuous idea, no, I haven't done an incestuous activity in my life, no, never, and I will never do that. But the idea of using daddy, the word daddy when using sex, is because of the thought that someone that is there for you, that will make sure to protect you, that makes sure that he will secure you, and he'll just be there, and a daddy image fits best for that, and that is why I actually love using the word daddy. And yes, I am a sucker for a daddy little girl audio, because I just love listening to it. Yeah, yes I do. Okay, next question, number 17. Alright, I'm almost there. Are you more confident or bolder, confident or bold, or shy or nervous in your audios than you are in real life, or are you about the same? Okay. For example, if you're in a character seducing someone in the home, then roughly would you consider a situation that happened in real life? Which character-based audios of yours would you consider most representative for yourself?
If you've heard my audios, the first audio that I made was actually quite intense, and that was actually rape, where I was the submissive one. But I guess in real life I'm not submissive, but that is if it talks about sex. But if in real life, but I'm just out in the public, I'm not bold at all. I'm shy. Yes, I'm shy, because I don't talk much. I just go with the flow and don't talk much, and that's it. In my audios, succubus sex therapist audio, where I was the dominant one. Yeah, I'm more of the dominant girl, but I don't go having sex with the stranger that I just met in the mall. No freaking way. I don't want to have sex with stranger. Maybe that guy has STD. Oh, come on. I don't want to have STD. And yeah, I'm a dominant, but I can be submissive also. That would be good. But in real life, I'm quite shy. I don't talk much. I don't talk to strangers. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. A spell is cast upon you by a sadistic, sexy sex witch. Ugh. Where you must choose between the following: have an intense, sporadic 10-minute orgasm every hour, or have your genitals stimulated for no longer than 1 minute every 30. No freaking way. I would rather go for a 10-minute orgasm every hour. I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. I would never choose the 1 minute for a 1 minute stimulation of my genitals every 365 days. No freaking way. No way. I wouldn't leave. I can't leave with that. I'd rather go with 10-minute orgasm. I can handle that, I guess. Because I would practice how to handle it, and then yeah, I'd get better with it. Do some ninja skills. So that the people around me wouldn't even know, or wouldn't suspect the thing that I was actually having an orgasm at that time. So yeah, I choose that. And okay, I just hit the 49 minute and 30 second mark. 30 seconds more
to hit 15 minutes. God, that was long. Okay, that was fun. I admitted something, and I guess you got to know me better with this audio, and I hope you liked it. And baby petals, you had wonderful and great set of questions, and I loved answering every bit of it. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed, and that's it. Thanks for listening. Bye.